code, 1676, indefinitely.
Okay.
I'm just gonna go and draw it.
Oh, Government Ops Committee would like to call this meeting to order. Today is September 29th. The time is 12:24. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Supranoff.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Bucklehead.
Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Walker, will you say the prayer for us, please?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for all of the many blessings that you've blessed all of us here today with, blessings that you've blessed the nation with, and all of our people, Lord. I just ask that you be with us as we make decisions that affect those that we serve. And Lord, I just ask that you look out for our young children. Help us make decisions that better their lives. Bless our elders, those in mourning. And just please forgive us for our sins, Lord. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Next item on the agenda. You don't see it, but it's my bill. Consideration of ONCA 1676, an act to amend the Osage Nation Election Code. Oh, sorry. Next item on the agenda is minutes.
I move that we postpone approval of minutes until a later meeting, since we have such short time for consideration of legislation.
Motion on the floor, is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1676. I am the sponsor, so I will relinquish the chair to Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Consideration of 1676, an act to amend the Osage Nation Election Code 12 ONC Section 5.6 to require candidates requesting a recount to be present during the recount and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Bucklehead, you have the floor.
Thank you. I would like for the committee to discharge this with no recommendation, and I'm going to withdraw it from the floor. The election board has additional amendments. We agreed that working on this during the interim was the appropriate thing to do, so that we could take our time, and then I could reintroduce in the spring. So,
is that a motion?
Yes.
So the motion is, I'm going to assume, to send out a committee with no recommendation with the view of withdrawing it. Is there a second to the motion? Second by Congressman Supranoff. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion say yes.
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 Are there any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes. I will relinquish the chair back to Chairwoman Bucklehead.
Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 1682. Consideration of ONCA 1682 is an act to amend ONCA 1362 to include federal funding agreements to clarify the time when a resolution of the Minerals Council is required and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. You have the floor.
I move to postpone this bill to a later meeting that we have this session. I think that it's complicated and maybe not ready to go today, so.
Okay. Motion on the floor, discussion? Congressman Walker.
Well, in the case that we do run through this other stuff, do you just want a motion to table the call of the chair?
I believe it's a little bit too complicated. I'm not prepared to present today either.
Okay.
It was a long day yesterday.
Okay.
Okay.
And I respectfully request the chair to put it, if we have a committee meeting next week, to put it on the agenda after the weekend, please.
I can call a meeting for next week. I don't have one. We're scheduled for today and tomorrow. And these are the last three bills that we have in our committee. So if the wish of the committee is for us to meet next week about this, I can certainly look at the schedule.
It would give me time to prepare some better language from our discussions
we can
had yesterday.
Okay. I'm going to let Candy know because we are going to postpone consideration of ONCA 1682, and I will have a look at the schedule when this meeting's over, pick a date next week, and I'll email you the time and date that we will talk about it, and most likely, unless anything changes from now until then, which it could, that will be the only piece of legislation on the agenda.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
All right. Motion on the floor with the second to postpone ONCA 1682. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
No opposed. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 16122, an act to authorize and appropriate it.
May I be excused?
Yes.
I was going to make a motion. May I move to switch the agenda items because I believe that item number 1625 might go rather fast.
Okay.
And that would put ONCA 16122, the last thing we visit.
We could do that. Okay.
So the motion is to reverse the order of item 8, 7, and 8.
Motion on the floor is our second. Do we need a motion on second? To change it?
You could do it without objection.
I'll do it without objection. We're going to discuss consideration of ONCA 1625 next. And I am the sponsor, so I will relinquish the chair to Congresswoman Whitmer.
16125, I'll read the title quickly to authorize and appropriate $112,000 to the legislative branch for improvements to the legislative branch and Minerals Council Administration Building and to establish an alternate effective date. Please, I stand corrected. I thought you told us that we were going to visit the donations bill this committee meeting. That's what I thought that I was reversing the order of because...
That it's supposed to be on here and it's not.
Well, I'd like to rescind the vote on that previous motion. Let's do CASA first. I thought that was all we got on our agenda today. That's not fair.
Well, I have... Yeah, that it's supposed to be on this agenda, but it's not. So we will have to visit that tomorrow because it's not listed. That's okay.
So that's why I made the previous motion because I thought we were going to just pass out that donations fund.
Well,
I'd rather hear CASA now instead of this legislative branch budget.
Okay.
Madam Chair, may I be excused?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I could use more.
No. Well, we know why. I'll state it for the record that Congressman Norris is excusing himself from this committee due to a conflict of his wife is the director of CASA, and he does not want to sway the committee in any way, shape, or form. And we appreciate his honesty in disclosing that to this committee. And he will step out while we discuss.
So if you want to, without objection, move things around again.
This has to be on the first agenda. Yeah. Okay. Yes. No. We're doing it now. Yeah. Consideration of, not now, the next one, but it is on today's.
Today's. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Consideration of ONCA 1622 is an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000. This says 420.
That's a mistake.
$20,000 donation to the court-appointed special advocates of Osage and Pawnee counties out of fiscal year 2017 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Walker. You have the floor.
Okay. I have a committee substitute for the committee to consider. I believe everyone's got a copy. I'll be up front. The only change in it is donations was stricken from the previous bill, and the committee substitute has a grant in its place. And if I could continue, I know in light of the donations being put or given, I don't want to say the legislation that sent the donations administration to the foundation, it would appear that this is just a simple change of language to be sneaky or whatever you might say. I did go ask Trey about this, and I asked him if he thought that it was really a grant or a donation, and he said that it was a needs-based grant, was what he said, was his opinion. So, you know, another suggestion was to include or put the language in there, in here, to include that this is to be administered by the foundation and just have it be earmarked for a $20,000 donation to CASA. Made a comment earlier today that I still stand by, that I felt like applied to this. I think it would be a bad idea for the Congress to start saying, oh, here, foundation, we've got $20,000 for CASA, or $50,000 for Hula Water, or whatever else it may be, and then say, here's the money, now you guys administer it and distribute it. So I still believe that if we're going to allow the foundation to make donations on the nation's behalf, they have a board that can objectively look at the requests and make decisions rather than the Congress telling them how to do it. So that's why I changed it to grant instead of donation.
I will join in the discussion. I agree that no member of Congress or the executive branch should pass over money to the Osage Nation Foundation and say, we have X amount of dollars and we need you to distribute it to this entity and this organization and this individual. And the whole reason I filed that piece of legislation was so that elected officials could stay out of donating to organizations and individuals. Let me repeat that. Organizations and individuals. There is a very large difference in changing or appropriating money to a community for water, in which they need to live, and donating money to an organization. And CASA is, in fact, an organization. Boys and Girls Club of America is an organization. Little Leagues are an organization. So I'm not saying that CASA doesn't have a need. Clearly they do. And is it worthwhile? Absolutely. But if Boys and Girls Club of America is going to have to start applying for a donation through the Osage Nation Foundation, I don't know how we're going to start trying to determine who has to go through Osage Nation Foundation and who doesn't. To me, that puts us right back into the spot of it's really who you know and who you can get a phone call with and who you can get agree to sponsor a piece of legislation. And that defeats the purpose of trying to take the elected officials out of this so that we don't have to make that kind of a determination. If you're an organization or an individual and you're seeking money from the Osage Nation, there's an avenue. You now go through the Osage Nation Foundation and they determine that. There's going to be a process. It's going to be streamlined. And that, to me, is what should happen. That should happen, and it just alleviates individuals and organizations getting angry with elected officials over them not thinking that $5,000 isn't enough or $20,000 is too much. I don't want to be in the business myself as an elected official of saying who is worthy out of organizations and individuals to receive a donation. So that's my contribution to this discussion. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yesterday there was some discussion between some of the members that were talking about this CASA legislation. And I think in that conversation that it was determined that a government-to-government relationship with a county water district, a municipality, and the Osage Nation, that there's a difference in infusing a grant into communities of people than there is supporting an individual organization, although it be worthy, and we have done a donation in the past to CASA for its operating expenses. I was supportive of the donations bill that put the donation function in the Osage Nation Foundation. This bill has been controversial every year. We had much controversy about there was an amount included in the judicial branch budget for CASA, which was not keeping with the amount they were awarded as a donation the year before. So then we were asked to put funding from a straight appropriation bill donation to match that. And it was controversial among members, and it caused friction. It forces people to vote for something that they know is a worthy cause, but you know, maybe they thought the amount that the judicial branch put in their budget was ample as a donation to help this organization, and that when they have a pending before our body and they vote no because we realize it just is not a good place to be. It would look like you did not support the cause of CASA, which is no more farther from the truth. So I support the Osage Nation Foundation vetting these types of donations for organization. I respectfully would like to send them on to there once we get an appropriation to the foundation for the purposes of fulfilling these grants. And I'm sure that that board and their executive director will be able to come to some type of a fair means to know what to give this organization to continue its work in Osage County and Pawnee County. And that's how I feel about this. I don't support adopting the committee substitute, and I really don't support us giving a donation to the legislative branch.
Congressman Walker?
Well, this isn't a political, and I'm not saying that anybody said that it was. This isn't a political thing for me. Just a bit of history. In the past, the judicial branch included $20,000 in their budget, and that was based on revenue that they received. Last year, they only received about $12,000 revenue, so what CASA had gotten and counted on in the past was $8,000 less than what they had gotten previously. So I was asked if I would sponsor an $8,000 appropriation to CASA for the shortfall. I did, and it was last minute, but it was towards year's end, and it was money that they counted on, and I didn't really agree with the friction and the hard time that I got for doing that. And I don't compare court-appointed special advocates for neglected children to be on the same level as a ball team or other organizations like that. I mean, this is an organization. It's for Osage and Pawnee County. The advisory board includes Bill Kennedy, Perry Mason Moore, Danette Daniels, Cameron Pratt, Ryan Redcorn, Brenda Pipestam. Former members are Maria's dad, Dudley Whitehorn, and I'm not saying this to name drop and try to help. I'm just saying it's supported. It served last year, 2015, it served 88 children. 50 of them were 0 to 5 years of age. 61 were Native children. 70% were Indian children. So that's 70%. And 32 of them were Osage. And it said these 32 children were from 12 cases. 12 cases times $3,500 is $42,000. So the need is more than that we've contributed in the past. And I would just ask that we make the donation, the grant, whatever you want to call it, contribution to CASA. I think it's a worthy cause, and to subject them to you know, having to apply to the foundation. I think it's unnecessary. This is a different type of organization, and I know that Congresswoman Buffalohead thinks it's a worthy cause. She supports it. Her and her husband support it not only financially, but with her time. She kind of called me out last year. I've bought a birdhouse the last 2 years, for what it's worth. And I support it. I wish we could make the $20,000 contribution and make it easy and seamless for the organization.
I don't think I just called you out. I think I called everyone out. Because I do support CASA.
You looked at me the whole time you were talking. I recall that very vividly.
But I said, I challenge you all. So I may have looked at you, but I was challenging everyone. And I remember this because I said, I challenge you all. I challenge this body to get involved with CASA because it is worthwhile. And they do a lot of great work, and it is for a very good cause. Challenge you all to get out, get down there and support them. And you did buy a birdhouse, and so did Congresswoman Pratt. She was there. And this year, you know, just so you all will know, CASA had the same number of participants there bidding on houses. And so then I turned around and I challenged all the people there. I said, I checked, because we were able, all the elected officials, it was me, Congressman Norris, and Chief Standing Bear. I challenge you all to get one person involved in this. Bring one person for the next auction so that we can raise more money, because it seems to be the same people every single year are the same people that contribute as artists, and they're the same people that contribute as people bidding for the birdhouses. But if we look up the definition of grant, it says a sum of money given by an organization, especially a government, for a particular purpose, endowments, awards, donation, allowance, subsidy, contribution, handout, allocation, gift, scholarship. That, in my opinion, is what you are doing by awarding $20,000 to CASA. It is an organization. You can say donation, you can say handout, you can say contribution, you can say gift, you can say scholarship. There's all these different words to throw in there. But I do think that they are an organization and should be treated as such. And they should go to Osage Nation Foundation, and Osage Nation Foundation should determine what amount of money they get. Whether it's $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $1,000, I really do not want to be in the position of having to keep getting involved in these things. I voted for the change today in that water bill because it is a government-to-government need. It serves more than 32 or 7 or 70%. It serves an entire community for something they need to survive, which is water. And so that is why I supported that. But if I can promise you that I would not have voted for that change if it would have been 75,000, or if it would have been a name change to an organization. So Congresswoman Whitehorn had her hand up next, and then Congresswoman Walker.
All I wanted to comment is change is hard, and this is one of the changes that we're going to make, and I think that we all agreed by that, setting donations within the purview of the Osage Nation Foundation. Anybody could come and say, I just need a $20,000 to the Alzheimer Association. It serves
it serves
5,000 Osage people that have Alzheimer's. So, you know, I think that to take that out of the hands of this of the Congress and the Chief's office is what we've agreed to do, and to send these people to the foundation. So I would not be supporting this, and that's the last time I'm going to comment on this.
Congressman Walker.
Well, $20,000 would represent 1/5 of what we've appropriated to the foundation. So if we, what, do we just increase their budget by $20,000? I mean, this is different than what I consider what the foundation is going to be considering for donations. I really believe that if there's two of us, there's, you guys are going to vote no, I'm going to vote yes. I mean, we can get to the voting.
Okay.
I'm sure they've heard enough.
You made a motion to adopt it?
Yes.
So there's a motion on the, oh, Congressman Tillman?
Thank you. It's a shame to me that we let politics get in the way of different groups of people. And when I supported the foundation being able to appropriate how they wanted to, the donations, we did make it sound like it was for Little League teams and youth football games and this, that, and the other. That's how it was. Well, if that's what we're going to do, yeah, that's fine with me. And this is a different type of organization. We can categorize it in organizations 1, 2, I don't know. The bill we passed, it's not law yet, right? So what if we pass this at the same time? It's not law yet, right? But we can pass it, they come out at the same time and maybe work on it next year, up the money for this year. But I want to stand with RJ on this one, and because it is different, and it is kids. And I know we all know what abused kids are, but do you really know? And this is something that, if I had to rethink that, there probably could have been a different way. We could have, if youth sports is something you're going to go to the foundation or come to the nation for, go to the foundation. And that's where I'm going with this. So I'm going to support RJ on this one. And with his community substitute, we'll go forward with it.
And just so everyone will know, I did look at the donations list. We had organizations like this that also went to the chief's office for donations. Boys and Girls Club was one of them. I won't disclose the entire list because that is considered proprietary information. So I will stand by, I support CASA, I donate to them out of my own pocket. My husband donates a lot of time to them, and he doesn't just take one of their birdhouses and fix it up. He buys his own cedar and buys all the things that go on that birdhouse. He donates $200 or $300 just in supplies. So I think CASA is worthwhile, but I think this sends the wrong message of what we just sent out the door. So I will stand true to what I believe, which is that donations for organizations and individuals need to go through Osage Nation Foundation. So there is a motion on the floor. Was there a second?
Sorry.
There's a motion on the floor. The second, roll call please, to adopt the committee substitute.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Norris. Congressman Supernova.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Buffalohead.
No. So the committee substitute is now the new piece of legislation which changes the wording from donation to an organization to grant to an organization. Congressman Walker.
A motion to report out ONCA 16-122. As a committee substitute to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Motion on the floor, is there a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congressman Norris. No. Congressman Supernova.
No.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Buffalohead.
No. Congresswoman Whitehorn and then Congressman Walker.
Move to pass out ONCA 16-122 to Congress, committee substitute to Congress with no recommendation.
Motion on the floor, is there a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Supernaut?
Yeah.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bucklehead?
No. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 16-125.
Do we end at one?
We do. Let's get this one out the door. To authorize and appropriate $112,000 to the legislative branch for improvements to the legislative branch and Minerals Council Administration Building and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. You have the floor, sir.
Yes, this money reflects money that we originally had in the original legislative branch budget, but through the capital improvement law, we took it out to have its own legislation. What the $112 million reflects is new carpet for...
$112,000. Yeah, people listening might think that we were crazy.
That's $25,000 for a carpet for the chambers, the lobby, the two common areas for Minerals and Congress. We do have a quote for new audio and visual equipment for $40,000, a new HVAC unit for $20,000, which many of you know our staff is having problems with our electric when it gets cold out, and a new HVAC is being proposed to remedy that problem. And we have two remodel updates in regard to the kitchen areas for Congress and for the Minerals. I did talk to Councilman Waller about it just the other day, and they're not looking for a remodel, they're just looking for a few updates because he said it's pretty dated in their area. The next is $7,000 for a server, which we are due for a new server. It's my understanding the server that we are currently on was not meant to last for a long period of time. Like, I was told it was a set up for a small business. So it's due. We are due for a new one before it catches us and goes out. Right now we're in the process of getting quotes. I was told by the properties, Mr. Zong, I just talked to him about the HVAC. I haven't talked about the other stuff. Talking about the HVAC, he suggested it would probably be quicker if it came out of a capital expenditure legislation, just like we had to do for our doors back in our common area. So.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thanks for your presentation, Second Speaker. And I was previously on congressional affairs, and I believe everything that he's presented, we have talked about the need to update, especially the server. Servers are electronic components that are designed not to really have a life more than 5 years. And we are past 5 years on that server, so if that would crash, it would be just, there's not parts to fix that server to be ordered. So I support all these changes. I'll be voting yes for this.
Congressman.
Real quick, I do apologize for not having this listed out.
Okay.
It's something that I have emails and getting quotes back. If it pleases the committee, I can make a floor amendment to put these into legislation. So
what is it?
It's just the numbers that I just read off.
Oh. Okay.
Cuggy? How much is for the carpet?
We have $25,000 for the carpet. That's just not here. That's it's the lobby and the common area for Congress and Minerals.
Does it look that bad, you guys?
Kogi don't have air conditioning. Kogi hasn't had air conditioning as hard in a decade. I will say this to anyone listening that may not be supportive of this. This building is really old, and when we have some big problems with it, I would say this branch of government and the Minerals Council is very thrifty when it comes to our offices. We share offices, we have cubicles. I have a filing cabinet that I have to kick at the bottom in order to open it up. There is certain areas, though, under this carpet, when they pull it up, they're going to find mold because we have too many leaks in this building. The corner is one, this corner is one, and we've been living like that for a really, really long time, and it's probably time to, we have a lot of visitors. The Minerals Council especially has a lot of visitors on days that they meet that are devoted every month to attending those meetings. And so I think that we need to try to accommodate them as well. We have talked about maybe a handicap bathroom. We don't have anything that meets ADA standards. So this is needed. I'm going to be supporting it. Congresswoman White,
we need to pass out ONCA 16-125 with a due pass recommendation to Congress.
Motion on the floor, is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed?
Move to adjourn.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
We have a meeting for tomorrow. You're not ready for your amendments or discussion for Congressman Hamilton. Thank you.
Thank you.
For 1682, I can cancel tomorrow's meeting and then schedule my legislation, which is 16-121, your legislation, which is 1682, for next week. So if we want to do that,
perfect.
Okay. We are adjourned. Thank you.